Again, it's a much bigger topic. We could spend, you know, quite a few more shiur on it, but we're not going to. To do that, we would have to investigate all the other dinim of Demai, frankly. The question of Chomesh and Biur and many, many other issues. Although broadly speaking, the big question is the question that we're dealing with. But like all things, the more you do in a topic, the more either you reinforce, you know, the consistent positions, and therefore you deepen your appreciation and understanding of them, or you encounter some diffusion or some nuances, you know, based on the total picture. So it's always worth doing, but since we're not learning Zrayim now, this is just one of the places where this is an opportune time to focus on it. So we're going to finish just the Mar Makomos, pretty much that they gave you, whatever it takes to do today and maybe a little bit tomorrow. Then I say I want to talk about Choshed and so on. For Wednesday, I think the plan for Wednesday is 11 o'clock or earlier for a concert. I mean, we're still negotiating that with the, I guess, with our artists, right? One second. See if I can get a better picture. Okay. So we'll, that's, but the sheer part will be at 11 o'clock. Is it supposed to, is Avram around? Where's Avram? Is it supposed to go an hour? What's the time frame?
Yeah, an hour.
An hour. Okay, so we're not going to be able to finish that topic either, but we'll we'll at least raise some questions. Excuse me. This daf and a half, or you know, in Chulin again, is a great, great, you know, venue if we had the time, you know, to in addition to Demai, to explore some Shvius issues and some Kedushas Eretz Yisrael issues, particularly the boundaries question and the timing question, meaning what are the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, what are the, you know, Kedushas Eretz Bezman Hazeh, Kedusha Rishona, Kedusha Shnia, Kedusha Shaitav, Kedusha Liyasid Lavo, and so on. But we'll take a, on Wednesday, we'll do just at least one piece of it. And if we get a chance, we'll do a little bit more, or maybe we'll figure out ways going forward, maybe even if we have to scale back because of finals and so on, maybe we'll just touch on some of the questions. And then I do want to get to Ches and Tess at some point as well. So we'll try to figure it out. So for the Shir Wednesday, there's a request for some marmakos. Not exactly because it's going to have to be very restricted, but at least for those who want to prepare, which I think would be a good idea, to look at the Gemara here, the local Gemara, so we can integrate it in for at least the people in the Shir. The Gemara here in Fadmud based the Zion Amud Aleph, where the Gemara talks about Ezra and Yehoshua, Kibush Ezra and the Chazaka of, Kibush Yehoshua and the Chazaka of Ezra, and Rashi and Tosas. If you get a chance, also the Ramban here, and if you get a chance, the Meiri's comments about the Rambam here. Excuse me. And I want to connect that, this question, the focus will be on Kedushas Arts Bizman Azeh, so with regard to that. And then the Gemara in Gittin, Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara has a discussion of Kinyan Akum Lahafkia Mi Kedushas Arts with regard to Eretz Yisrael and Surya. Surya is Kibbutz Yachid. So what about Surya? And to look at the Rashi there, Rashi there suggests that the Gemara's distinction that Kinyan Akum Lafkia works in Surya is a straight out distinction of the Raisa and Rabbanan. That's one of the things I want to discuss, famous Beis Halevi. So that's Gittin, Mem Zayin, Amud Aleph, and Rashi. Also look at Sanhedrin, Chavav Amud Aleph. This will actually help us for Daf Ches anyway. And I did make allusion for the people who were here last year when we learned Bava Kamma. Especially when we learned Samech Amud Aleph, we were talking about Melech Machsheves and the relationship between the Hagdaros of Shabbos and elsewhere. We made reference to the Gemara in Daf Ches in Chulin and this Gemara in Sanhedrin. So either way, it's connected. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Chav Vav Amud Aleph, the Sugya of Agistun Ani Besocho, excuse me, Rashi and Tosas there, and Tosas and Gittin, also on Samach Beis Amud Aleph regarding that issue. Then also the Gemara in Ksuvas Chav Hei Amud Aleph, the relationship between Trumos and Chala Bizman Hazeh, and the factor of Bias Kolchem. If you get a chance, look at the Ritva also in Ksuvas. This is all for the Wednesday shir for people who have the opportunity to prepare. I'm not going to assume preparation because there may be other people joining us. And then the Rambam, of course, in Hilchos Trumos, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, Hey and Vav, and Yud. That's all in Perek Aleph. So it's Aleph, Aleph, Hey, Vav, and Yud. And in the end of the Perek, Halacha Chaf Vav, the famous one about Bias Kolchem. And also in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perek Vav Halacha Yud Dalid through Tezayin, famous Rambams. Hilchos Shemitah, Perek Dalid, Halacha Chaf Hey, Perek Tes, Halacha Beis, Perek Yud, Halacha Tes. And the Beis Halevi, the massive piece, but this is his famous piece on the Mechira, Chela Gimel Simen Aleph, particularly what he says about the Rashi and Gittin that I talked about before, the relationship between Yesh Kinyan Akum Lafkia and Surya. Okay, very important Beis Halevi. And Reb Chaim, you could look at either the one in Hilchos Shemitah or the one in Hilchos Trumos, or both, with regard to his view of Bias Kolchem. Okay, so that's, roughly speaking, I'll see how much time I have, but that's the topic that I want to discuss, the status of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael Bizman Hazeh, but not so much Halacha L'maisa, I mean, you know, matters obviously, but the different perspectives on what affects Kedushas Haaretz and the implications of that more generally. Okay, so that is for, that's the plan for Wednesday. For today and for Tuesday, we want to finish up, as I say, the issue of Demai. And I also want to speak a little more about Aseli Mishalichi. I think I mentioned that already. And whether the Rambam believes in it, Mari Kurkas, the Rajban Chulin Valmud Beis. I want to talk about that. Excuse me. The Rajban Taurus Habayis, Dalad Dalad, that is connected to this as well. If you look at the Maariv Chayis Al Atar, I would like to do that as well. Okay. Then, on the question of Chashud, very quickly to speak about the Ramban, whether Chashud applies to Shemitah as well as to Demai. I think that was on the Mar Makomos already. And also to speak about Chashud a little bit more broadly, Chashud lo dono velo mi'ido, the Gemara in Bechoros, Lamed Omed Aleph and Lamed Hey Omed Aleph, and especially the Rambam and the Ravid. Look at the Rambam in Eidos Yud Aleph Ches, Maisros Yud Beis Yud Zayin, and Shemitah Ches Yud Zayin. And look at the Rajban the Ran here, Al-Atar, and if you get a chance, you know, the Taurus Habayis also Dalid base on the Rajba there, and the Shulchan Aruch Kuf Yud Ches Ches in Yoredeya, and Kuf Yud Ches Chaf. Okay, that, we got all that? Okay, sorry it took so long for the Maariv Kolmos, but that's that's what I want to try to do. And then I want to move to Ches Amud Aleph after that. Okay, Avram, are you still with us there? Avram's always with us, but
like we sometimes have, he has a special guest even with us.
What do we have?
Esty.
Oh, okay. Ashrei Oladato.
Yeah.
Oladato. Sorry. Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
This is, and again, I've always claimed that I'm correct.
Absolutely.
So somehow get the word to Yakir.
Yeah.
You know, that he shouldn't, you know, Lamafreya, he should feel good. Even I hope he always did. Yeah, everybody is always invited to bring their children to shir, whether it's through Zoom or actually in person. Okay, it's a standard. It's not a special din in the Rebbe's grandchildren or children. Everybody has the right. Okay. Anyways, Avram, how long do we have before we have to break for the Bechina?
I think a week. Through the end of Monday.
In the Shurim should end Monday.
I think so.
So then we'll try to figure out what to do going forward on a reduced schedule, but maybe to do something a little bit at least. Okay. Something that will less preparation from you and would be just more, broader maybe. But I do want to get in some of the things a little bit, even though we have to focus on other things too. Okay. So let me get back to Dmai. We've been discussing Dmai. I do want to go at least get through the remaining Marmakomos that were part of the original group. So let's today we don't have that much time. Let me zero in on one question, a very critical question, but just to assess Machilin Esonim Veso Aksanya Dmai. Okay, so that isn't about Safek, obviously. It's about Vadai Dmai. Matthew, yeah. So in that sense, it's not about Taroves, it's not about Safek, right? It's not any of both those things. But in a way, Machil Nachsanya V'Aniyim Dmai is possibly, because it isn't about an unusual circumstance, in a way it may be the most important focal point of analyzing Dmai. There are two ways you could look at it. What do I mean by that, Matthew?
So it can either reflect the kula in which we treat Dmai, the fact that it's not a blanket rule across the board and we allow Aniyim and Achsanya to eat it.
Right.
And the second way is that we really, it may just be a special kula for Aniyim and Achsanya, but it may not necessarily reflect that Dmai is such a kal din.
Correct. So this is the big question. So either it's totally irrelevant, as are other, and of course, let me say this. I mean, as are other exceptions in Dmai, there are always two ways to look at it. We call it the narrow way and the way, and the broader way. The exception that is an exception, or the exception, right, that proves or that reflects the rule. Just as the question of Taroves and the question of, Roy LeBehema, all those other distinctions that we saw previously, you might just say, well, this is a Chumri Yaseira, because Rovani and Ma'asrin, or at best it's Safek, and therefore, we're not going to be Machmir, in some areas for other reasons and other factors. That's, as Matthew just said, that's the one way of looking at Machi Esuanim Veso Aksanya Dmai. For example, the Rambam in Pirshim Mishnayos, just one second. Find all of this. The Rambam in Pirshim Mishnayos does, for example, mention the issue of tzedakah when it comes to that particular halacha. That doesn't prove anything. Where is it again? Perek, where is it? Gimel Aleph? Yeah. Here in Gimel Aleph, Ma'achilin Saniyim Dmai. Besaksanya Dmai. So the Rambam says right away, Kedei lahakil alava tzedaka. Okay. So, and then there's a discussion in the Yerushalmi, right? What do we mean by Achsanya and Aniyim? And so on. So the bigger point I want to make here, and that basically Matthew just made, is this point. Now, you could say Dmai is Chumrah, and, in the face of other pressures, or other good values, maybe it's not worth for Aniyim and Aksanya, if we can promote their well-being, then through Dmai, and there's an excess of Dmai, you know, then that overrides the, you know, the din of demai. But it doesn't, again, then it's an exception, you know, which, you know, has nothing to do with the rule. The other way to look at it, even for the Rambam, is that, you know, we wouldn't be open, you know, to this counter pressure, you know, if we, you know, consistently felt that demai was, you know, macholos asuros. Or to put it in a different way, you know, either to drop the whole tzedakah thing completely, although clearly it's an element of that, but to simply to say that, or simply to point out that when it comes to other isurim d'rabbanan, or certainly other macholos asuros, you don't distinguish between, you know, aniyim and asaniyim and anyone else. So clearly, this is very unique. It's very singular. So these are two perspectives. One is to build up, you know, the counter pressure. The other to see even the counter pressure as only being possible, you know, given a lower or a different, let's say, perspective, you know, on what this is all about. So they have this Mishnah. It's interesting that even though it's not clear in the Mishnah, but it's clear in Gemaras, we're going to read some of them all over the place, that there's a cholek. Namely, who, Matthew?
Is Machlokes Mishnah and Beis Hillel?
Yeah. It doesn't appear in this Mishnah, in Demai, right? But it's recorded all over the place, all over Shas, correct?
Yeah.
So that's an interesting question, too. Josh brought up the other day to me that, you know, maybe we should, you know, perceive, you know, some of the other issues too, like, you know, the question of Shemen Arev, you know, et cetera. You know, maybe there's a pattern in the Machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, and the fact that Beis Shammai is reported to believe that that Ein Machil and Aniyim V'Achsanya Demai, you know, could show that they treat this as more suffic tevel. I think it's something to look at. There could be other reasons, you know, even if you think that demai is suffic tevel and not a chefza shel iser or makolos asuros, right? Even then, you know, there might be good reason not to distinguish between aniyim and achsanya. But either way, I think it's an interesting point that might explain certain things, and to the suffic and other things. So, something about way even more interesting, this din came to be invoked, right, in a much more expanded way, right? Matthew?
Yeah.
What do I mean by that?
So we apply it to cases like being mitzarf b'zimun or for an Erev.
Yeah, meaning we apply the din of machilin aniyim and achsanya demai not only to aniyim and achsanya, but to the rest of kol. And surely that is a huge escalation, correct?
Yeah.
Because if it's just a din, you know, in or kai gavna lo tiknu, right? And it doesn't say anything about the actual status of demai. It's not, it's an exception, in other words, not an exception that characterizes the rule. Then extending it to other people seems totally counterintuitive. Like, how can you do that? Unless one of two things. Either the fact that it's ro'ui for achila of some people, right, is sufficient. You don't need to be royal. The li, sufficient that it's chazi for someone, for whatever reason, right? That's one possibility, right? Then the fact, you know, that we seem to be applying it to mainstream people, even though the din is about aniyim and achsanya, is really misleading, because really the din is that if it's ro'i le mishu, then it's ro'i look, for example, the mushroom. Mashal amad davar dome, but the question is whether it's a good mashal or not. Well, you tell me, what's a mashal? Are you? Klein?
What's a good mashal to this?
Yeah. In things that also pop up actually in the same kind of sugyas.
I guess maybe something that's usher in general, like things that are, like anything that's like a questionable bilis, I guess, like something that's usher bandal maybe.
Not so much. We'll get to that soon. But I'm saying another, what else do we have that's roi for one population, not for another? But it's a, you know, it's good enough that it's roi for one population, even vis-a-vis the other population for certain dinim, even though.
Yeah, I mean, again, I'm getting brought back to our discussion about like a chola in the case of a surei hanah that we spoke about that in terms of bilis.
Okay, that first of all, it's a very good. I wasn't thinking of that at the moment, but that is. I mean, what would be? But the question is that true? Right. In other words, does the fact that a chole, let's say, is mutar b'Yisrael in certain cases, right, does that affect the status of the? Well, in regard to shemom, that's what you mean. Right?
Yeah, meaning
in regard to machalas asuros. So would you say, oh, a person in the state of pikuach nefesh can eat treifas and avelas? So therefore, treifas and nevelas are acceptable for briyim as well. Would you say that?
Well, those are separate discussions. Those aren't asar bahana in all cases. I mean, that in general has a shem bilis on them.
So maybe hana is a din in the cheftzos, therefore the ability, you know. But certainly macholos asuros, we never say that.
Yeah.
Where do we ever say it, Seth? Even in, I haven't said machol sasur, but even in food, I like yours, Ari. I think it's good. It's a good example. Do we have it in machol sasuros? Seth?
Just truma in general, that a coin being able to eat something.
Excellent. That's exactly what I'm looking for. 100%. Exactly. What about the fact that truma can be eaten only by the coin? Is chefza shel truma consider davar haro'i for a regular czar? Right? Not allowed to eat it. It's a death penalty, actually. Right? So, we'll get to this in just a second, but let's say, can he participate in a zimun? Can he use it for an eruv? Interesting questions, right? Can he, can he use an esrog shel truma? Right? What about muktza? Is it muktza on Shabbos for Yizar to touch truma? So that would be seemingly a closer parallel on the achila side, right? You have something which is prohibited for one population, but not for another. Now, is it identical, Seth? The answer is it's better and it's worse.
I would say that with regards to truma, you're born into whether you can eat it, while being an ani, that's just a based off your situation. You could be that on one day you're able to, and the next day you can't, and that's where this whole idea of being ibayi mafkir and nechsai that
excellent
you can it's a category you can enter yourself into.
Correct, exactly, and that makes it better and worse. Okay, it makes it better based on the principle of ibayi mafkir lei. Right, and then the question is, do you need ibayi mafkir lei actually? Really to have that potential befoal, or is that a broader statement? Just to show that, oh, this tziruf, you know, it could be me, Galgala Choser, could be me tomorrow. Let's say it can't be me right now. Does that really matter? Or do you really have to have, we'll get to all these issues in a second. I'm just talking it out first, then we're going to actually see it. Right? So on the one hand, it's closer to me than Truma, because I'm not a Kohen, and I'm never going to be a Kohen. Right? On the other hand, because, it's the old double-edged sword, because aniyim, I'm not an ani, right? And therefore, in one respect, I, as a czar, acknowledge, you know, the fact that truma is permissible, truma b'toras truma is permissible to a kohen, right? But demai is permissible to an oni and achsanya, not necessarily b'toras demai, but because of the fact, the overriding fact that the person is an oni. The fact that he is in my population, and yet there are two different dinim, right, makes it actually more, highlights the discrepancy more. Everybody with me? So the connection to truma, we'll see, this is an issue that Bali Tosis raised a bunch of times. On the one hand, the common denominator is it's chazi to one tzibur and not to another, and we want to know what the din is. But it's both further away and also more part of my orbit. So the big question is, really, when we talk about the impact of machilin and demai la'ani ulaksanya, just to get back to the original question, how do we look at it for the ani and the aksanya? Right? Are they really eating demai, b'toras demai, or are we saying that there's no takonas demai, you know, legabehem, because of the urgency, greater urgency of tzedakah, you know, and so on. That's question number one. Even if we assume that it's a din and demai, right, is it relevant to the rest of the population? If it's not a din and demai, then it's not. And then the question is, well, A, do you need it? Why not just say, well, it's roi for one population, like truma is to a kohen? Why do you also need what the Gemara always says, Matthew, which is Iboy Patar, Iboy Mafkir Nirse. And do you always really need that? The Gemara seems to always mention it, and we're going to see soon that the Rambam sometimes omits it. It's a very interesting thing. We'll go through them very quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Time flies. But the point is, is it real? If it's a din that shows that this isn't machalas asuros, or that it's chazi to some population and that's enough, right? Then the iboy pater nixe, iboy mafkirle rather nixe, is really just doesn't mean befoal. Isn't really the mechayiv. It's just kind of a general idea of tziruf. But if the idea is that, you know, it's not just, doesn't show that it's not macholos asuros, right? Or we don't recognize, then you have to have tziruf. To me, then I have to have perhaps really the potential to befoal be mafke. Everybody with me? So, for example, let's say there were some objective condition that determined that in this particular case, right, there was no possibility to be mafkir nechse. I took a shvua, I don't know, whatever it was. It was a Shabbos or Yontif, so maybe it's osur lahafkir, whatever, all the mechanisms for, all that was taken away. Does it really matter? Or is this just another way of saying, right, the ani's part of the population, or even better, the cheftza is roi, it's not macholos asuros, just like truma is not macholos asuros. Again, truma, the thing is that it's not macholos asuros, because otherwise it wouldn't be mutl koin, and that's what we care about, or it's roi for a member of Klal Yisrael that we recognize, and that's what makes it enough. Hard to say. Okay, so what I want to do is just go quickly through some of the applications, and what I'm going to suggest very briefly is that while the question, again, is common and parallel to each and every one of these applications, and we're not going to spend more time than these minutes that we're doing right now, but in theory and in practice, if we were to follow up, you know, more extensively, we're just going to do in and out a couple of Gemaras, you know, Tosfos and Rambams. But if, you know, look at all the other Mefarshim, right, you have a significantly expanded body of material discussing this question. But what I want to suggest is that it's possible that some of the dinim simply depend on shame that there's no shame b'cholos asuros, or that it's roi for a member of Klal Yisrael. And that others depend on the ability, right, that this might have been under certain conditions or could be under conditions, something which is roi to you. In other words, that some categories depend on the shame, ochel, and some depend on befoal, and others require the tziruf to befoal. And that will explain a little bit some of the different lashonos in the Gemara in some cases, as well as why, let's say, the Rambam has an uneven presentation of what seems to be a parallel topic or parallel issue. And why, again, the Baalei Tosfos, you know, sometimes they ask, sometimes they don't, you know, sometimes, you know, they're focusing on one aspect, other times on another. Okay? So let's pursue this. Eitan Sokolov. So let's start with the Mishnah in Demai. And then let's break it down in terms of, you know, some of the specific issues. You have it? Mishnah Aleph Dalet? We read before the Mishnah Gimel Aleph. That's the Mishnah of Machilin Lanim Laksanya Demai. We'll see in a minute the Gemara is all over the place. Quote Beis Shammai is being cholek. But you also have this, even more important than that, that becomes, as I say, the foundation for a greater appreciation, exception, or reflection of the rule here in Aleph Dalet. Got it, Eitan? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Slow. Arvinbo.
I'm just going to break them up a little bit. Yeah, read them all first. Okay. Ma'arvin, mishtatfin, mevorchen, mezamnin. Go ahead. Ma'frishin osa arum. Right? Ben ha-shmashas. Okay. So, like, ben ha-shmashas is a little bit different, but, and brach is a little different. So let's talk about all of these. Right? In all of these are, this is a list. Again, you know, you encounter such a list. The list is here because these are the facts. And halach l'maisa, we need to know the dinim of demai. Okay? But for sure, excuse the pun, they're also food for thought. Right? Because the point is, this is a mechudash list. Because tevel, you know, you can't be ma'ariv and shtatik with tevel. And you can't, you know, be mevarech u'mezamin, whatever that means, machlokas rishonim, on tevel, right? And when you are mafrish tevel, you do make a bracha, right? And you're not allowed to be mafrish tevel in hashmashos. So this is, in addition to a list of laws, this is a list of laws which potentially characterize demai. Okay? Now, it's all because it's a kula, because it's only safek. All because it's a kula and it's even a miut. Could be. Could very well be. or because it's not really machalas asuros. The answer is that the Gemara in a bunch of places, not about bracha, not about b'ashmashos, but at least with regard to arvin mishafim mevarchin zamnin, right? In all those cases, hey, done. What does the Gemara do? We'll see in a minute. We'll go through each one quickly.
Gemara says because of ibay mafkir nechasav.
Exactly, and you didn't have to say it because you could have just said, "Oh, a kula of," and maybe that's what the Gemara is saying too. Maybe they're highlighting or care, but why do it that way? Right? And again, do they mean it in the most, you know, crude way? You know, he might be he can make himself any minute into an ani, and this din doesn't apply to an ani. So just plug it into Mishnah Perik, you know, Perik Dalid Mishnah Aleph. Or since that's highly problematic because he isn't. And in some cases, maybe he really even can't. It's the Gemara's way of saying it isn't just a kula and a safek or a drabanan. right? It said it's not macholos asuros, et cetera, et cetera. Right? Okay, so let's take each one through just very briefly. Ma'arvin and mishtatfin refer to an eruv. Right? An eruv requires something that is roi lachila. Has to be a meal. So is it enough that the meal be roi la'ani? That's an interesting question. It'd be roi to some member of Klal Yisrael? Then you don't need to say boi mafkir nichse, frankly. Right? Like truma. Or does it need to be roi for some member of Klal Yisrael, but mitzuref, that reality is connected to him? Yiboi mafkir nichse? Or does it have to also, not even if it's not roi for him to eating, lemaisa, befoal, maybe it needs to actually befoal to be something that maybe he could eat any minute if he wants, not just as a mitzarev? Then you really need Yiboi mafkir nichse and the actual circumstances. Or maybe in order to be considered a su'uda, you know, legabe eruvim and shitufei mavos, maybe it's enough that it not be a chefta shel iser, even if there is an iser gabra. Right? Oh. So either way, these are the questions. If we look at the Gemara in eruvim, let's break it down one by one. What's the story there in Erevin?
I did not see the Gemara in Erevin.
Yeah, I think I added that. Okay. The Rambam Aleph Tesvav. This one second. If we don't finish now, we'll just finish it up, but it's interesting to see it. Right. First of all, what's the din of tevel shel devrayim? Clearly, that cannot be, even though it's only tevel derabanan, it cannot be used for shitufa mavos and for eruve chateros. And I'm sorry, eruve tchumen. Right. Aval davar asur l'kol kagon tevel lafilu tevel shel divrei sofrim v'chein ma'aser rishon. This is a aleph tesvav in the Rambam. Shel nitra trumaso. Okay. And then Maisa Sheni Vehekdash Niftu. What's striking?
He doesn't say Yiboi Mafkir.
He doesn't say Yiboi Mafkir Nechse. All he says is mipnei shera'ui laniyim. Now that is an important statement about shitufa mavos and eruvei tchumin, that you don't have to have the ability befall to eat it. It should just be something which is ra'ui to a Jewish member of the Jewish population, right? But it's also significant, since the Gemara says, boy maf kirnichse, where does the Gemara say that? In Erevin, Lamed Aleph, I should have started that way, sorry. Okay, one second. Tethered to this. Nor in Erevin, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. The Mishnah says, Ma'arvin bidmai, ubamaisa rishon, shenitla trumaso, demaisa sheni, and so on. Avaloba tevel, velobamaisa rishon, shenol nitla trumaso, velobamaisa sheni, vehekta shelo nifta. The Gemara says, Demai, halo chazile. Okay, so that's a terrific shalkavataria. Demai halo chazile. Now, the Gemara means that what? It's chefta shaliser? It's tevel derabanan, or just like befoal, you have to be able to eat it. There are two questions here. What is the status of demai? What is the criterion that koveya legabe Erevin. So the Gemara says, Migu diboy mafkir lehu l'nichse v'have oni havele hashtanami chazale. Itznan machilim ishaniyim demai v'eswak sanya demai. Amar avunat tana debeis beis shamay omrim ein machilim aniyim demai v'beis halomer machilim ishaniyim demai. So again, it's interesting, even the language of the Gemara, that the Gemara's focus is not on the personally to extract, to be able to do this. It's on this, on the Hagadara of what? Eitan? Chazile.
Yeah.
So the Gemara thought originally that Chazile is depends on him. What they're saying here is the Tziruv, the fact that I could be in that population, even though I'm not, makes his chazile universal, a relevant chazile for me too. So I think that's where the Rambam got the idea that you don't really need Iboy Mafkir directly. The Iboy Mafkir here is simply a matzaref. The real idea is what? Mipnei Sheroi Laniyam. Okay? As opposed to, you'll see sometimes where the Rambam doesn't say that. Okay.
And is that also Meduyuk in the beginning of the Rambam?
That what?
Well, he doesn't say Davar HaAsr, but it's Davar HaAsr Lakol.
Yeah, 100%. Thank you. Yeah, Davar HaAsr Lakol. Meaning, because that, yeah, you have this broader idea, you know, when it comes to, when it comes to. Okay, now let's talk about the second case. So what about Mevorchin Olav or Mezamnin Olav? That should depend on simply Davar Shechazile. What does it mean? If he eats my? Or does it mean the person who's leading the Zimun? Or making the Bacha? He's my. See, here it's a little bit clear. We're talking about this fellow, the Yisrael. That's Bishlam of the case of Aaron. A, they depend on Chazile. Even Louis Tuyar depended on his ability personally or Velachol. I guess there are steps that he could always take. Therefore, it's considered a Chalos Suda, and that works for Mishtatvin and for Ma'arvin. Terrific. However, if we're talking about making a bracha, right, a bracha rishona, a bracha achrona, right, this is a debate whether what does zimun, you know, in bracha mean here. It means bracha achrona or both brachos and zimun. I want to get to that. That really is the same debate that we talked about, the Rambam and the Ravid and the Ritva. But we talked about it a little bit when we were talking about Takala. It's a debate, you know, about Tamal Sasuras, a time problem, all those issues. Here too, in the explanation of this Mishnah in Dmai and the parallel Mishnah in seventh parak of Brachos, you have this debate. So that part of it I want to get into for now. But what I'm saying is, Seth, we're back to Seth.
Yes.
What do you think should depend on the Pashtus, the Mishnah, whatever it's talking about, you know, whatever it's talking about, Zimun, Bracha Rishona, Bracha Achrona, in the end of the day, we're talking about, if we're talking about the Pashtus of the Mishnah, that the non-ani or non-sanya, right, is making Bracha, Eidemai. So what do you think about that?
I would think that maybe for him to actually make a bracha,
yeah,
maybe he would actually have needed to be mafkir his nechzaim and actually done the action and actually not just the concept and the ability to do it. Maybe
correct. Because at the end of the day, we want to know whether this is a, you know, ein zemavare chela minayitz kind of a situation. Like, you know, you shouldn't be making brachos under these conditions, right? One would think. Unless, So here it's much to say, oh, it's chazilei just for somebody. Who cares? Chazilei for somebody might give it a shame suda. Right? And even if you want to say, oh, boy mafkir, it's a suda, you know, it's chazilei for somebody as a shame suda. Great. Or it needs to be chazilei for you that you could potentially still eat it. Iboi mafkir. That's still in the future. It's about the status of the food. But here we're talking about he actually ate it and whether after having eaten it, be'isur, he violated the mai. I don't know whether he should make a bracha or not. That's a totally different circumstance. That's what Seth was saying, right? Seth?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay, Micha, you agree?
Yep.
You do agree. Okay, so what's the solution? Micha, what do you think the solution is?
That, I mean, in different areas, it's just you need different things.
What do you mean? No, but what do we need to say here specifically?
For making a bracha, that bracha is going to be very befoal.
The bracha should depend on befoal, and it's after the fact already, and he wasn't mafkir nichse. So how does all this help him?
But you're mitzur, but you're still mitzurif to the tzirif idea.
Well, the tzirif idea is probably not going to help you because the tzirif idea only gets you as far as connecting to the population. So you need to say more. Lior, what do you think?
Could you say that after the fact?
The answer is you need to say, Lior, what do you think?
Maybe that after the fact, he can be viewed as an ani?
I mean, no, he ate it already. He ate it, you know, he was wearing his crown, you know, in his three-piece suit with his pocket watch. Right? It's very strange. Jonah. I see Jonah on the bottom. I haven't seen Jonah in a while. Jonah the chill?
Hey, Abby.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well.
Okay, great. So what do you think? Maybe you can help us out here.
I've got nothing.
What?
I don't have anything.
What do you mean you don't have anything? I don't believe that. I think you're just being modest. Tani, what do you think?
It tells us that Mari is not a chafta Michael Sosuros at all.
Exactly. What it tells us is that you don't need the tziruf to a different population that it should be chazilei. And it's not, you certainly don't need the befoal because it's all after the fact and you didn't do it. What it tells us is that the fact of aniyim and achsanya, right, is an indication that this is, that there's an isur achilas agavra, but there's no makolas asuros. But then you have to add one point, Tani, and that is, that the din that we're talking about here, namely bracha rishona, bracha achrona, zimun, whatever it is, that they depend on what you can't do for them is not an iser gavra, but a chefza shel iser, macholas asuros. Right? Agree, or am I putting words in your mouth?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Okay. So, okay, so that, again, just look at the sugya. Once again, if you look at the sugya, you know, I would have thought that sometimes it might be better not to say, not to quote this theory. I think we're going to have to stop in a minute. We'll have to finish with this, all of this tomorrow. But really, we have to finish tomorrow, and I want to start Koshut also quickly. This is the Mishnah on Mem Zayin, Omad Aleph, and Brachos. Mem Zayin, sorry, Brachos. One second. Here in Shlosha Shaklu. Aval Demai, the Gemara says, Halo Chazilei. Same Gemara. The Gemara says, Kimidi Boy Mafkil, Nichse, Vahava Ani, Vachazilei. not tziruf that therefore what it is to him matters, but the point is that it's not makolos asuros, period. It's not machilim sanim is my vesaksanya demai. Amar Ravuna tana beshame om remain machilim sanim vesaksanya demai. Okay. Here, you have an interesting Tosis. Tosis talks about the Yerushalmi. Mayur baksani yisrael mutol nov lazunam. Beim kanim. The dafka demai. Aval teva lo de kasavar isur mitsa. Okay. How does the Rambam deal, how does the Rambam formulate this halacha? This we've seen already, right? When we talked about, let's say, Perak Aleph Halacha Yutes and Chav in Hukos Brachos. How does the Rambam say it? Kol ochel davar asur, bein bezadim, bein bishgaga. It's a davar ha'asur. He doesn't say kol ochel be'isur, right? Eino mevarech alav lo betchiv lo besof keitz tana reish ochal tevel afilu tevel de devrayim osh ochal meiser rishon shlo nitlu kol trumos over meiser sheni hekdu shlo niftu ein sar klomer machon de velos atreifas to shasi aynes echo kiotzbet avol machol demai afal pi sheino roy ella laniim o meiser rishon shnitlu trumaso, right? What's missing in the Rambam? Right? What doesn't he say? Again, here, as not, as he doesn't in Mishtatfin, and here I think it's even more pressing that he shouldn't. He omits. By the way, is there an alternative way, since this is one of the most, as I say, striking examples of this, because it's after the fact, not the no potential in front of him. So it's interesting to note that there is a Deya in the Rash. Anybody see it? In the Rash in Demai?
Are we dealing with a guy?
No, that we're dealing...
Or Dafka and Ani Amaret.
Yeah, exactly. Say that again.
He says that the Ani might only be in Amaret and the Chsanya the guy.
No, that's okay. I didn't mean that. What I meant is the Rash has, that's a different issue. But no, of course, I mean, Chsanya is more problematic than Ani, but we can deal with that. But the Rash also has a Deya. That the din of mizamdin and so on and so forth, and mevarchin, is if the ani is the one making the bracha or leading the zimun. In other words, not a case where the Yisrael improperly ate dama. Right, but a case where the ani ate demai, and he wants to be mevarech, either bracha rishona, that's an issue when you can do that, or bracha achron, also an issue, or zimun, he wants to be the leader. And the question is, can other people say with bracha? If that's the case, then the whole thing, why does that matter, Yitzhak Weiss?
Because he's understanding that if you need a hefta shel heter, you don't have that if you are not right to have it for Brechas HaMazon and Zimun.
Yeah. In other words, implicitly, that Deya would be saying that in Achanami, for everybody who ate Demai improperly, there's no Bracha. Now, is that because it's Macholos Asuros for them? Or is it because even if it's not Macholos Asuros, the Iser Gavra is enough to exclude you from these brachos, right? And by the way, if you ask me, it might have been the chalik between bracha rishona, bracha chrona, Zimun, but I'm not going to get into that right now. 1 year when the yeshiva learns brachos, right? Okay. So that Rash is a very, that day on the Rash is a very interesting, you know, counterpoint. But according to most Rishonim, this is a very important, and again, once through again, the Rambam is Lashitas. I'm going to have to stop in a minute. Let me just contrast this, and then we'll finish up the other cases quickly and then do the other Marmakomos quickly on Tuesday. What do we say, 1:15 for Tuesday? Yeah, Avram?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's go to let's contrast this with the Gemara in Sukkah and the Rambam there. Okay, Moshe, you have it? Moshe? Moshe Blank.
Yeah.
You got the Gemara in Sukkah? What is the Gemara in Sukkah about? The Dalad Minim.
Yeah, whether one can use an Esrog Shel Demai.
Can you use an Esrog Shel Demai? So what does the Gemara say about it? And Lamed Hamad Beis?
Yes.
Right?
Gemara asks, my time of the Beis Hillel, Kevin the Yiboy Mifkar Lahu Nechase, Babi Ani V'chazile, Astronami Lachem. Then you'll fit a brick of Lachem. Oh, Lachem Karina Bay.
Yeah, so not here it's Lachem. Interesting that the Gemara adds the phrase, it's obvious that this is the application, but the Gemara adds the phrase, Hashtanami Lachem Karina Bay. Right? I mean, I'm giving it away. What does the Rambam say about this case? What is it, Hilchos Lulav Esbeis? Let's follow up. So far, the two Rambams that we saw were striking because they omitted Iboy Mafkir. And they emphasized Chazi. The other the case, they emphasized Afalpida Lo Chazi. That's a small difference, too. Okay, but in both cases, he didn't think he needed to invoke Iboy Mafkir, probably because it was enough for him to say that there's no Shem Macholos Asuros in Demai, although it might be reflected by that. What does the Rambam, how does the Rambam very, very, very subtly, but differently, formulated in Ches Beis in Lulav?
So he says, Esrog shall Orlo, v'shal Truma, Temeah, v'shal Tevel Pasol, shall Demai Kasher, she'efshar she'yafkir n'chasa, v'yei ani, she'mutr lo lecho Demai.
Oh, so all of a sudden the Rambam woke up. Every single Gemara, right? It's fascinating. The Bavli and Erevin, I mean, Brachos, we skipped, we didn't do Shal, I'll do it next tomorrow. Shabbos, Kuchav Zayin, about Muktzah, right? Erevin, and Shituf HaMavos and Eruvei Tchumim. Psachim, we'll get to Psachim, maybe we'll just do Psachim quickly for a second. Psachim when it comes to Matzah, right? Then you have Sukkah when it comes to Dalad Minim, right? In all these Gemaras, every Gemara says Iboy Mafkir Unichse. The Rambam omits it in Erevin. He omits it in Brachos. What does he do in Matzah? In Chametz Matzah? Again, these are very subtle things. You have to, you know, be looking for them with a fine tooth comb, you know, and then you have to put them, you know, kind of juxtapose them, keep, you know, back and forth turning the pages. But it pays dividends. Perek Vav Halacha Zion, right? Moshe, you have it there.
Yeah. Eino de miyotze yirei chobaso b'achil az matzah shi yasur lo, kegon she'ach la tevel o maisi rishon shalo nit la trumaso o she gazla. Ze klal kol shem avarch na lebrichas mazon yotze ba yirei chobaso b'chol she'em avarch na lebrichas mazon ein yotze ba yirei chobaso.
Okay. Keep going. Look at Ches for a minute.
Hakohanim yotzin b'chalu b'truma afal pishahi matzah she'ena roya l'chol adam v'chein yotzin b'matzah shal meiser she'eni b'yushalayim aval ein yotzin b'matzah shal bikurim afil b'yushalayim v'pnei shal bikurim ein lahem heter b'chol amoshvos u'meiser she'eni efter she'yifte b'yocha b'chol makom v'kazu b'chol moshvoseichem tochum matzos.
Okay, Right. So what's missing? What's missing?
Is Demai.
Demai is very strikingly missing in the Rambam. It's a little shocking. So you could say, oh, well, let's look at the Gemara. Maybe it's missing. Is it missing in the Bavli? I think I told you to look at that, right? Lamed Hamad Beis?
Yeah.
It's in the Mishnah.
I didn't see that Gemara inside.
The Mishnah and Lamed Hamad Aleph. Eitan, you have it? Kosovsky? Eil Dvarim Shalom Yotze Ben Midei Chavasa BePesach. Right? You have the Chameshus Aminim, and then what do you have? We're going to stop in one more minute. The Yotzin, Bidmai, Ubimai Sarishan Shinitla Trimoso, right? Yes? Did I lose everybody, or everybody still there? Can everybody hear?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So it's in the Mishnah. Then you have the Gemara. Who can help us out here? Alex, got it? Quickly, and then we're going to end.
So the Gemara says on Laman Hamad Beis Tav Yosef B'Dmai B'Meiser D'Mai El Chazilei Kim the Boi Mafkir Lenechse Havei Ani Be'Ochel Be'Ochel D'Mai. Hashanami Chazilei D'Nan Machilin Asanim D'Mai V'Sachsan D'Mai V'Amar Huna Tana V'Shalmai Omer Min Machilin Asanim D'Mai V'Sachsan D'Mai V'Sel Omer Machil.
So, but the Rambam doesn't even mention it. Now, does the Rambam think it's not, does the Rambam omit this halacha completely? Aaron, what do you think? Or is it just there, but you have to read the fine print?
It's implied from Chametz Umatzah Vav Zayin that you would be Yotzei, I think, right?
Correct. How so?
Because he says that you're kol shemevarchan ala birkas amazon yotzeba yidei chovaso.
Excellent. Zeh haklal. And by the way, I don't know if we didn't talk about it this year, but I think some of you I saw were in shir that I gave somewhere else where I did talk about it. But this is a chiddush. This zeh haklal is a chiddush of the Rambam. Right? It doesn't appear in the Gemara. That's the Rambam's, you know, actually connected to matzah shel tevel, very particularly in Gezel, etc. But either way, so Aaron's 100% right. It's implicit in the Zeh HaKlal that Tevel is fine, because just look at in Hilchos Brachos, Rambam's a closed work. Nice to say for Venechazi, right? So just look it up. Perik Aleph Halacha Yud Tes and Chaf. But it's fascinating that he didn't bother to mention it, right? But the Gemara seems like it treats it the same, except the Gemara didn't have the words or the emphasis of, you know, the Gemara says again, Chazilei. So what's the difference? What's going on here? The answer is the Rambam thinks that Dafka in Sukkah, it's not about Macholos Asuros necessarily. There are 2 days in the Gemara what you need for Dalad Minim, Heter Achila or Heter Hana. It's not a din of Macholos Asuros. Even the Heter Achila is a shiur. In what? What's the real criterion in Dalad Minim? You're not eating the Dalad Minim. At least you're not supposed to. That's why you have to keep it away from your children, you know? Avram, you here?
I was.
Right?
Yeah.
Is Esty still listening?
No, she's asleep.
Okay, but this is important for her to hear. You know, that's why I buy a Pitam L'Sasrog. But the point is, you know, an Esther Gachoser. So you're not eating the Dalad Minim. So why does the Dalad Minim have to be, you know, that there's Heter Achila? And that's not even called Roy L'Achila, by the way. And there are 2 days in the Gemara. What's the answer? It's a shiur. The real dinim, Dalad Minim, is what? Lachem. It's a dinim level of bailus in the Dalad Minim. Oh. So as far as that is concerned, it may not be enough to say that it's chazilei for somebody, or even for you, it's not macholos asuros. Lemaisa, you still can't eat it. You don't have the heter achila. Hetrachila refers to the gavra, not chazile. Chazile refers to the chefta. Right? Moreover, macholas asura, if it's the mandamari surya, no, it's not going to help you. And midda, maybe that's, maybe they're on the same page. It's a din of lachem. So that's why the Rambam adds, the Gemara says the words lachem hu. I think the Rambam was struck by it, and the Rambam did this analysis. So therefore, in Hilchos Selulav, the Rambam adds the words that it's lachem. And that's the place where he mentions Iboy Mafgir. You have to really have the ability, befoal, to do it. But when it comes to matzah, what does it really depend on? It's the din and Hilchos. It's a din and Hilchos Brachos. And there, that's just a din of Chazile. There's no Iboy Mafkir. He doesn't even need to quote it, frankly. Contrast that with Rashi in Psachim, right, when the beginning, when the Gemara says, Allah Chazile, it's not a Chiddush. It's just that Rashi's trying to explain, what do you mean, Allah Chazile? Rashi says, because you're not allowed to eat Tevel. Rashi says, Ramina Lakaman, Mishi Surah Mishun Baltokal Chametz, Levada Yata Yotze, but Nami Mishim Isura Mishim Davaracher. There are 2 days in Rashi. Is it a mitzvah babavera d'mai in the Havamina? Or it's just Isura Mishum Davar? What's the Isura Mishum Davar Acher? He means Tevel. Tevel Drabanan. So the Gemara says, no, it's not Tevel Drabanan. The fact that Machilin Aniyim V'Achsanya show you that it's not Macholas Asuris at all. Efshel Levarech Alav. Efshel Zamin Alav. Right? That's maybe the biggest Kiddush one. Because that shows, that's after the fact when he's sitting there with his wealth intact, and he's still making a bracha on his demai. So we'll finish this tomorrow, but I think the Rambam, therefore, has a very clear shita about these issues. We still have to talk about a couple more cases, and then I want to talk briefly about the bracha part. And then, of course, getting back to the other Gemaras very quickly about Rov and Safek. Okay, so we'll try to finish this up and move to Chashud Mirat Hashem tomorrow. Sorry for going a little over.